Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government has reiterated its commitment to public safety in the wake of the February 2025 acid spillage, stating that a robust and immediate response was implemented following the incident. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has revealed that tests conducted after the spillage confirmed water pH levels had returned to 7 within World Health Organization standards, and that concentrations of heavy metals have since decreased to safe levels. Mr. Mwetwa has emphasized that there is no cause for panic, urging both the local and the international community to remain calm as the situation has been brought under control. He has further stated that no serious health or environmental impacts have been recorded since the incident.
As we speak today, all serious implications on public health, water safety, agriculture, and the environment have been brought under control. There is therefore no cause for alarm. The nation may recall that this incident occurred in February this year. That means to say more than 6 months ago. There is therefore absolutely no need to press the panic button today to alarm the nation and the international community as to the safety of our water bodies.
Meanwhile, Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Mposha, has stressed that government has maintained full transparency and has not withheld any critical information regarding the incident. And Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Engineer Collins Nzovu, has also confirmed that all water supplied to Kitwe and surrounding areas undergoes rigorous testing before distribution. The Citizens Environmental and Social Concern, CESCO, has called for the immediate arrest of all Sinometal personnel involved in the recent acid spillage into the Mombeshi and Kafua rivers. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, CESCO Executive Director Cornwell Hakapia has stated that while he does not support the manner in which the U.S. government issued its advisory ordering its personnel to leave Kitwe and surrounding areas, the concerns raised in the communique should not be dismissed. Mr. Hakapia has emphasized the urgent need to establish an environmental crime court in Zambia to handle cases related to environmental pollution. He has also criticized government and the Zambia Environmental Management Authority, ZEMA, for their lackluster response to environmental issues, calling for stronger action against pollution and implementing a ban on single-use plastic bags.
The acid that was spilled in the Kafua River, huge quantities, talking about 50 million liters, it's huge quantities, they're not small quantities spitting up. Head roads somewhere, has somebody lost his job? Has somebody been prosecuted or something like that? Absolutely nothing. Those are conversations that we're supposed to be having. Our friends in the West, people would have been in jail this time. Companies would have been fined heavily, but we actually don't even know how much, you know, is fined in the first place. And there's no one who's even going to jail for that. But the consequences that have followed that spillage are immeasurable.
Meanwhile, Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has dismissed the recent U.S. report on water contamination as mischievous and lacks accuracy.
So it would be important that maybe whoever conducted that research on their behalf, they come, we do collect water samples together, we share those water samples, and we have marked for laboratories to test to confirm whether what they're talking about is correct or not. But definitely, if we were to carry out that kind of exercise, we will prove that report is fake.
Voting is currently underway in the Mfue parliamentary by-election in Lavushimanda district, Muchinga province, with low voter turnout reported in some polling stations. Our staffer, Gerald Ngoma, is covering the by-elections and brings us this report.
As voting continues in the Mfuwe parliamentary by-elections, a steady turnout of voters has been observed in some of the polling stations that were visited. Some of the voters turned out as early as 04, waiting in queue just to cast their vote for their preferred member of parliament. Voting opened at 6, and at that particular time, some of the voters casted their votes, and by 8, over 50 had already casted their votes in some of the polling stations that were visited. The mood so far has been good, and members of the public are just expectant on the leader that they're going to choose to address their challenges. And some of the notable challenges include road infrastructure, water challenges, and the other important thing as regards farming inputs. They want these challenges to be addressed, adding that farming inputs should be on time and should be increased because most people don't have access to farming inputs in this area. As voting is expected to close at 18, all the political parties involved are optimistic of carrying the day and scooping the seat. Gerald Ngoma reporting, Hot FM News, Labuchimanda District, Mujenga Province.
The Mfuwe parliamentary seat fell vacant following the conviction of former Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga on charges of seditious practices. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 7 suspects, seized 372 passports, and is actively pursuing at least one more individual in connection with a suspected human smuggling syndicate operating under the disguise of travel facilitation. Immigration Department's Chief Public Relations Officer Namasi Nshinka says the operation is believed to involve the production and use of fraudulent identity and travel documents to secure visas and facilitate the legal movements of individuals, including Zambians and foreign nationals, to various international destinations. He said the investigations were triggered by a formal report regarding some suspicious documents submitted to one foreign embassy in Lusaka by a 40-year-old Burundian refugee, Jean-Claude Sivomana, on behalf of a Zambian national. Mr. Jinka said, acting swiftly on the report, immigration officers apprehended Mr. Sivomana on Friday, 1st August, shortly after his visit to the said embassy, and was found in possession of a Zambian national registration card and a Zambian passport in the names of Oscar Msonda, raising immediate concerns about the genuineness and source of these documents. He said subsequent interrogation of Mr. Sivomana led officers to 2 additional suspects, John Guze, a suspected Congolese national, and Astridis Ngerutse, a Burundian refugee. Ms. Nshinka said a search for Ngerutse's residence in Ngombe compound led to the seizure of 2 Burundian passports, 1 computer, a laptop, refugee documents, 2 mobile phones, and additional documents. He said preliminary findings suggest the syndicate was involved in processing and supplying forged documents to facilitate the acquisition of visas for individuals traveling abroad.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 7 suspects, seized 372 passports, and is actively pursuing at least one more individual in connect with a suspected human smuggling syndicate operating under the guise of travel facilitation. The operation is believed to involve the production and use of fraudulent identity and travel documents to secure visas and facilitate illegal movement of individuals, including Zambians and foreign nationals, various international destinations. The investigations were triggered by a formal report regarding some suspicious documents submitted to one foreign embassy in Lusaka by a 40-year-old Burundian refugee Jean-Claude Sivomana on behalf of the Zambian national. Acting swiftly on the report, immigration immigration officers apprehended Sobomana on Friday 1st August 2025, shortly after his visit to the state.